This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The FBI has filed its first criminal charges into last week's terrorist attacks. They were filed against three men found in Michigan who had airport diagrams and phony immigration documents. Authorities also are saying last week's attack could have been worse. Attorney General John Ashcroft says investigators are trying to determine whether more than four flights were targeted for hijackings last Tuesday. NPR's Barbara Bradley is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have there been new arrests?
Right, the new arrests. Three men in Detroit. Apparently, FBI agents raided their residence looking for another man, one of the 190 witnesses that are being sought by the FBI. Now, they didn't find that man, but they found a cache of other things. As you mentioned, phony immigration documents and airport diagrams. There were apparently handwritten sketches of what appeared to be a diagram of an airport flight line, including aircraft and runway, so pretty specific stuff. There was also a day planner with notations on the, quote, American base in Turkey and the American foreign minister, as well as the Alia airport in Jordan. Now, these men said they didn't know the man that the FBI was looking for. He had lived there earlier, and they said he had already moved out. They apparently worked in food preparation for the airlines at the Detroit Metropolitan Airport. You know, Bob, that's one question that investigators always look at in these kinds of hijackings is did the hijackers have help from outsiders to bring weapons on the planes? So that was one area that they're looking at.
Yeah, and it sounds like they want to know if there were more hijackings planned.
Yeah, absolutely. Yesterday, Attorney General John Ashcroft said the government is looking at the possibility that there may have been more planes, possibly six, targeted for hijacking. Now, he also said that he wasn't able to confirm that right at this moment. Bob, when you look at whom they've arrested and detained, one area that the FBI appears to be looking at is San Antonio. At this point, they've arrested three men from there on material witness charges. Two of them were picked up on an Amtrak train. They had been on a flight from Newark to San Antonio on the morning of the hijackings, but they were diverted. And when they were picked up, they were caught with the same type of box cutters that the hijackers used during the terrorist attacks. Also, the FBI has taken a Saudi-trained doctor to New York City for questioning. He was also arrested as a material witness, and he also lives in San Antonio. The New York Times is reporting that the FBI is investigating the possibility that American Airlines Flight 1729 from Newark to San Antonio, the ones that those two men were on, was possibly a target. The Times is also reporting that investigators are looking at American Airlines Flight 43, which left Newark for Los Angeles, and that may have been a target as well.
Now, how many people have been arrested and detained?
Well, we're up to 75 people who have now been detained on immigration violations. That's up from 49. And they're looking at for 190 others. That's up from about 100. Four others have been, as I mentioned, arrested on the material witness charges, the two from with the box cutters, the Saudi-trained radiologist, also a man from Minnesota who tried to buy time on a jetliner simulator. Finally, a grand jury has been impaneled in White Plains, New York. They'll be using subpoena power and other powers to gather evidence and possibly bring indictments.
NPR's Barbara Bradley.